1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live erest of his t me in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Because in the times past of our lives we allowed ourselves to do the will of the Gentiles, no Jews, when we walked in passions of the flesh, lusts, excess of wine, riotous, living, excessive, ver eating, and abominable idolatry, in which they think it strange that you do not run with them, to the same excess of riotous, living, speaking evil of you, who shall themselves give account to him who is ready to judge the lie. Ving and the DEA. D. For T. His reason the gospel was preached a LSO to those who have died, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be sober, and give attention to and above all things have fervent shari. Thank you. Love. Among yourselves. Because charity we, LL cover a multitude of sins, have hospitality towards one another without grudging. As every man has received the gift, even so, min, ister the same, to one, anatha, are, as good, stewards of the manifold grace of go. D. If any man speaks, let him speak the words of God. If any man ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise. And author, iti forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, since you share in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evilly spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Let none if you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody, in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God because of this, because the time has come that judgment must be begun at the house of God. And if it first begins with us, what shall the end be of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as to a faithful creator.